Reformed Church.
When they do like an altar call or when they ask someone if they want to get saved or receive Jesus, it's kind of funny that because of the fact that it's always termed as giving your life to Jesus, and if anyone wants to give their life to Jesus, they can come up here right now, like that kind of thing. It really distorts the whole concept of not being saved by works, though, right? Because the Bible says that we're not made righteous before God, and you're not saved by your works. It actually says that that righteousness or rightness with God is something that Abraham found, was that you can be made righteous apart from your works or apart from the law. And just recently I was thinking specifically about that, you know, this in this day and age you hear a lot about like LGBT stuff and things like that. And actually I was watching this video and there was a transgender person on this video, and I thought, you know what, it's funny because a lot of pastors and teachers would look at people and they'd want them to change their life before getting saved. Like they would expect that they do that simultaneously with salvation. They would say, well, if you want to get saved or if you want to be made righteous, you have to come up here, and that there is some kind of change of your life that you have to make, and that is your conversion, right? Like we see people trying to change their life as their conversion or as their salvation. But it's funny because then that's just salvation by your works, right? But it's actually the opposite. You don't change your life to get saved. You get saved and receive what the Lord has done for you first. And as we even said last Sunday, when you receive from God, that's actually what changes you, right? The thing we mentioned, I think it was last week, when I said that the Bible says, let us have grace by which we may serve God. The service to God doesn't happen first. Your receiving from God happens first. You actually receive from God. You receive what Jesus did for you, and you don't change your life first. You receive everything that the Lord has given you. You don't change your life, and then that makes you righteous. You get righteous before you change anything. So it's funny, all the prerequisites that we have for people to receive Jesus, and it's actually the complete opposite of the way that it is. You don't, like in other words, when you're preaching to somebody, and if you want someone to receive the Lord, and if you want somebody to receive what he did for them, and receive the love of God demonstrated toward them, you don't have to talk to them about their lifestyle. Like, it's not something that is a prerequisite for receiving from God. Like, no matter what it is, it just doesn't matter what it is. Again, when I was watching this video yesterday, I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, wow, so many pastors would ask this person to change their life first before receiving from God, and I just thought it was funny. And again, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be anything, but even all of us right now, even as believers and people that we believe that we've received righteousness from God, we believe that we've received a full inheritance from God, and we're just like Jesus is now and all of that, we still do things that we don't agree with. All of us, as we're renewing our mind, do things that we don't agree with, and yet we want to ask somebody that doesn't even have the Lord to change their life, and we call that repentance, and we call that conversion, when in fact, that is not how you get saved. You don't have to talk to someone about their lifestyle before getting saved. It's actually, like, again, what it kind of is, it's like telling a kid to, like, if you're going to give a little kid a bath, you don't tell him, like, a prerequisite to that is not that we get to make sure you're clean before you get in the bath. It's like asking someone, like, that's the purpose of getting the kid in the bath, is to get them clean, right? You don't ask them to get clean before that. And that's the whole point of coming to Jesus, is that you come to the Lord not because you've changed your life. You come to the Lord to transform you because you can't do it for yourself. And you say, and people may say, yeah, but you know, you have to acknowledge, though, your sin before you come to Jesus. And it's true, obviously, that you have to acknowledge, you know, when you come to the Lord, you're saying, I want you to forgive and cleanse me of all unrighteousness, and I want you to change me. So if you didn't think there was anything wrong with you before, of course, even like Pastor Zay was saying recently, there would be no reason for you to come and receive Jesus if you didn't think, if you thought like, oh, I'm just perfect and I'm good and I don't need the Lord, there would be no reason for you to receive Jesus. But you don't even have to, and I'll just stop here. You don't have to get people to acknowledge that a certain, like a particular thing in their life is in fact wrong for them to get saved. There are things that we do every day that are wrong, that we don't even know are wrong, and we claim that we're already saved. Again, it's just not a prerequisite. In the Old Testament, if you were going to convert and start being obedient to God, you would have to get your life straight. The whole point of Jesus is that you can't get your life straight first, so you come to him and you receive from him, and he gets your life straight. That's the whole point. And I just feel like we fail to represent the good news properly when we tell people, or in another, even if we just bring up their lifestyle at all in regard to them receiving from God, it's just we're failing to represent the gospel properly because you don't have to do anything. Like, that's what apart from works means. You don't have to do a thing to get saved. You don't have to do a thing to receive anything from God. It's the grace that you receive from him. It's once you've received from him. It's once you are saved. It's once you do receive Jesus. It's all those. That's when transformation begins in your life, as a result, not as a prerequisite. So the concept of even bringing up somebody's lifestyle, if you want them to receive from God, is just an erroneous way of thinking about it. You're putting the cart before the horse. The transformation does not happen first. The transformation doesn't even happen, you know, leading up to your salvation or when you're receiving the Lord. You receive what he gave, and once you receive what he gave, that is actually what the things that you're receiving from him is what changes you. So anyway, I just kind of want to throw that out there. Even if you're talking to people that don't know the Lord or people that, you know, you'd like to see them get to know the Lord, you don't have to bring up their lifestyle. Again, if I was talking to that person that I was watching on that video yesterday, like, it's neither here nor there. I'm not talking to them so that they can change their life or because I think they can change their life any more than I could. I'm just talking to them because I just want them to receive the good news about what Jesus did, period. Just tell them about Jesus. Just say, hey, Jesus did this for you. You know, you can believe. That's the only requirement, right? We're well acquainted with that in this church. The only requirement from God toward people is that you believe in Jesus. That's it. It's not believe in Jesus, but you also have to do this and you also have to change your life. No, you don't have to give your life to Jesus in the sense of you living for him. You need to believe. That's it. If you believe, you're 100% obedient. And if you disbelieve, despite even all your attempts maybe to change your life, you're still disobedient. Because the only thing God wants, obviously, is you to believe in what he did for you. That's the gospel. If someone were to ask you, is this right or is this wrong? I'm not saying you have to say that something is right or to justify something, but it's neither here nor there to their receiving from God. Just tell them about the Lord, get them to receive from God. That's what's going to change them. That's what changes anybody, is what we've received from God, not what we can do for him, what he did for us, right? So that's, it just sort of jogged my memory of all the altar calls that you hear and all the things that you hear preachers say as prerequisites to receiving from God. And I'm like, you know what? Like, it's just so funny. Sometimes you forget how far your mind has changed from those things. And you're like, yeah, you know, it's apart from works. Why do I have to talk to somebody about their works to get them saved? In the Old Testament, yeah, I would have to talk to you about your works, you know, to sort of redeem you if I wanted to do that, which didn't work anyway. In this New Testament, that's not how it works. It's just not how it works. There are no works, right, as a prerequisite. So anyway, just want to throw that out there.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this unpopular message to the world. If you'd like to support Reformed Church, you can do so at reforminus.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reforminus.com.